USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Four-legged friends are being tasked into service when it comes to the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. Other canines in the past had been trained to detect malaria and cancer.
A coffee shop owner who employs people with disabilities says a small business loan means a lot to her.
80% of people with disabilities in our country are unemployed, and so for a lot of our employees, for most of them, working here at Biddy & Bo's Coffee was their first job ever, their first paycheck.
Amy Wright, owner of Biddy & Bo's Coffee, tells Fox News she was able to rehire her employees through the Paycheck Protection Program, and they're now working from home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.